Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thank you very much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here, and we thank you very much for making us a part of your day. We're also excited to welcome a brand new guest to our show. We're spotlighting for the next 30 minutes Danielle Rose of Risen Light Works, based in Columbia, Tennessee. She's a certified emotion code practitioner and the founder of Risen Light Works. She says her mission is to bring people into a place of wholeness spiritually, emotionally, and physically. She wants to bring people into a place of faith, abundance, health, and peace so that they can walk in the fullness of their God-given talents. Nothing brings her greater joy. And according to Danielle, her emotions, she said all of our emotions, hers, mine, yours, all of ours, play a major role in our overall well-being. Our emotional state and stress, particularly trauma, can feed disease processes in the body and create unhealthy thought patterns in the soul. The emotion code developed by Dr. Bradley Nelson is an energy healing modality which helps the body to achieve higher vibrational states. And Dr. Nelson has defined 60 negative emotions that can be trapped in the body, kind of like balls of energy, which may lead to physical discomfort and actual pain, as well as also create anxious thought patterns, fear, sleep issues, among other emotional difficulties. Through the emotion code, Danielle can actually help release that energy. She says what they're doing is removing the energetic blocks to prevent the body from returning to a place of healing and homeostasis. Everyone is on a journey and has been challenging in many aspects, of course. But before she discovered the emotion code, Danielle suffered from severe anxiety. Her son had various challenges, and she was desperate to find healing for him. Most people are beginning to understand the connection between mind, body, and spirit for overall health. Holistic modalities like the emotion code offer patients an alternative path in their quest for healing. Her website is risenlightworks.com. That's risen, R-I-S-E-N, light, L-I-G-H-T, works, W-O-R-K-S.com. To learn more about how she works with her clients and more about the emotion code and so much more, we welcome Danielle to Close Up Radio for our 30-minute conversation. Danielle, welcome to the program. It's a real pleasure to have you here today.
Thank you, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
You're very, very welcome. You know, I would like to know, before we talk about what is Risen Light Works and what you do, what are some of the things, we think about it, in your own life's journey that pointed you in the direction that inspired you to want to do this work and realize this is work that not only do you have to do, you were meant to do this work?
Yeah, I feel like my certification, the emotion code, and my journey to the emotion code and also to deeper spiritual understanding has really been the culmination of a lot of difficult circumstances in my life. And I wouldn't say, you know, my life was just fraught with real super traumatic events, but there's hereditary trauma that my ancestor has experienced, and then there were the challenges with my son, and honestly, that was kind of the big detour in my life. Prior to the birth of my first child, you know, I was a practicing attorney, and I had this very kind of traditional life. You know, I just was very much within the confines of normalcy. But having to delve deeper and to really explore other options when the system didn't have answers, you know, brought me to kind of outside the box modalities and thinking, and it really transformed me. And so I do feel like there is such purpose. There is purpose in the pain. There is purpose in the process. And I'm certainly not finished with the process. We're all in the process. It's a journey, but I can see so much light now. It's just amazing.
That's fantastic. That's beautiful. And the light has risen for you in many respects. Tell us about Risen Light Works and how you came up with the name and also some of the extraordinary work that you do.
Well, I love that you asked me how I came up with the name because it's how I do many things now in my life. I've really been able to shift from being this very rational, analytical person, although I still use those skills, but I rely way more on my intuition now and how the Spirit of God kind of guides me. So I came up with a name by muscle testing. And it really symbolizes to me this transition of death to life and of darkness to light. And so I muscle tested it, and I felt like that name just really resonated with me. It really symbolized the mission that I feel like I'm on for myself and for bringing that level of freedom to other people.
That's great. And that's a beautiful reason to be doing the work you're doing. You know, I mentioned the emotion code in the beginning. How were you first introduced to the emotion code, and why does it resonate with you? And what is it?
And what is it? Right. So I first was introduced to the emotion code while I was in that deep dive mode searching for answers for my son, and I was listening to a healing summit on the web, and I heard an English geneticist talking about the emotion code and about how it could actually release trauma, which I knew was a root issue, and even epigenetic trauma, so even inherited trauma. And it just fascinated me. So I do what I do, which I still do, but was very prone to do at the time, which is I decided I would study it. And I, you know, purchased Dr. Nelson's book, and I devoured it. And then it just resonated with me. I felt like, you know, there's this truth. It just spoke truth to me. And so I contacted a practitioner and started to work with her. And I could really see progress. So not always magical solutions, but progress that I otherwise do not think we would have been making. And so, you know, she was amazing, and she knew that I was intuitively gifted. And she said, you know, I really think you should purchase the body code and just really start doing this work. You can do so much work yourself. And so because of her generosity and encouragement, I started to do that work. And just to kind of see how it was affecting myself and my family and friends that I used it on. And eventually, you know, I prayed about it, and I decided that it was time for me to get certified and to really be able to work with others and to help others.
That's important, right? The desire to help others in the way that you do. You know, our experiences and our emotions are not irrelevant, and I think we're learning more about that. To our physical health, that's where disease comes from. I mean, we're talking about stress, anxiety. We're learning more about the importance of good gut health. The gut is sort of a second brain in so many different ways. Tell us about how the emotions, the experiences are relevant to our physical health and how they go hand in hand. The physical body responds to what's happening emotionally.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, current research suggests that 90% of disease is based in chronic stress. There is a growing awareness, certainly in, you know, the alternative holistic health community about the role of emotions in our overall physical well-being. But even, I think, some amount of growing awareness in the conventional medical system, too. I just don't think that they have the answers for it. There's definitely a correlation between our overall health and our emotional state. And just through practice and even just in personal relationships, there have been so many times when, you know, a client has come to me and suffered some kind of a traumatic, you know, experience in life, maybe the death of a spouse or a divorce. And then soon after that, they're diagnosed with some kind of serious chronic illness. And so really those emotions, that they feed the physical body. And so it's kind of like food. It can be healthy food, or it can be, harmful food. And those negative trapped emotions, to be honest, are kind of on the harmful, non-beneficial side. So the emotion code is an energy healing modality that allows us to release those emotions. So it was created, as you said, by Dr. Nelson, and he teaches that certain organ systems create certain emotions. And it's really about frequency. I mean, these emotions are frequency. And these negative emotions are low-frequency emotions, or low-frequency energy. And they can cause pain in the body. They can cause discomfort in the body. They can cause emotional challenges like anger or depression, anxiousness. Sometimes we say someone's a really fearful person. We look at a person and we're like, wow, they're really operating out of a place of fear on a regular basis. Well, really what's happening is there's just a lot of that fear energy in their body, and so they kind of vibrate. They respond to all that fear in their lives and in their environment. It's almost like at some point you don't even have a choice about your response, because it's that idea of the laws of attraction. Like attracts like. But unfortunately, when you're attracting fear, that ends up being really hard to live in and walk through. And then it creates, it can create a physical disease process as well.
And once that happens, then things can really sort of tailspin quickly in one's life. It's one thing, I guess, to have the positive experience with emotion code, but it's another thing to help other people with it. Where do you think the desire for you to help others in the way that you do so beautifully comes from?
Well, I would say, the beauty of it is, even though we do trap these negative emotions walking through life, is that we can release them. I mean, Dr. Nelson has really given us an amazing tool to release this energy and to get back to a place of homeostasis, to get back to a place of more emotional neutrality. And that allows us to start choosing our emotional responses to things. And frankly, it helps us to kind of get to higher vibrational states of love and gratitude, which is where we really are able to access greater levels of vibrant health and well-being. So for me, I always wanted to help people. So my first profession, I was a teacher, and then I was an attorney, and I really wanted to help people and help people with their problems. But because my life kind of took the detour it took, I learned a whole new skill set, and it was just my desire to really bring that skill set to others in order for other people to kind of achieve greater levels of freedom. Because I have to tell you, it's really remarkable to see the transformation of people. And, my personal transformation is really quite as stunning. I think if people, knew me 10 years ago, but kind of knew how I think now and my the lack of fear that I can approach life with now, they would be, pretty amazed at the power of the emotion code and of really greater spiritual awakening and really understanding, the goodness of God.
Yes, absolutely. Do you have success stories that you could share? I know you probably have a long list of success stories, but maybe you can tell us what somebody was dealing with and how you were able to actually help them.
For sure. It is kind of hard to pick just a few because so many people are touched and benefited by the power of this work. But let's see. So I have had one client who came to me who had pain in her hand. She thought it was arthritis, and it was affecting her ability to garden. So I muscle tested that the pain was linked actually to her thyroid. And she had said to me that there was actually a hereditary thyroid condition in her family. And we identified and released a whole lot of trapped emotions that were lodged in her thyroid. And once we had worked through those layers, her pain level significantly improved. So I would say she was a good success story. I had another client who had come to me. She had a congenital heart murmur, and it had been acting up because she was actually suffering from another serious chronic disease. But the heart murmur in particular is what we were looking at. And I took down her heart wall. So I don't think we've talked about heart walls, but heart walls are trapped emotions that are erected around the heart, which is actually has quite a energy sphere around it. And it's normally a very protective sense that people put up heart walls. But after we took down the heart wall, her irregular heart rhythms had stopped. So that was amazing. Let's see, another client came to me complaining of an issue she called rumination. She just felt really stuck and blocked moving forward. And after even just one session, I'm not saying that's typical, but after one session, she was amazed, and she reported negative self-talk. She said she felt less negative self-talk. She felt less blocked, and she said she woke up feeling gratitude in the morning instead of feeling dread. So, you know, it's really powerful work.
It is, isn't it? It's unbelievable when you see the results of it all. You know, you mentioned releasing the emotions. Sometimes I've had conversations about emotion code where they're describing things like muscle testing as well. Can you tell us about that?
Sure, I'll try to explain it. So I can't teach it, but I can try to explain the process to you. And it is a core, is foundational to the emotion code, because what we do is we identify by muscle testing the trapped emotions in the body, and then we release them. By swiping either a magnet or our hand, because our hands are electromagnetic too, down our governing meridian, which is the reservoir of energy through which, you know, all energy flows. So that is the reservoir from which we can release the negative energy. So it's really critical to the emotion code process. It is a biomagnetic energy technique. So, and it allows us to access subconscious information that's stored in the subconscious mind. So the way I try to explain it is, you know, if you imagine an iceberg, you know, we only see the tip of that iceberg and the rest is underwater. And that's kind of how our brain is. You know, we access about 10%. We use about 10% of our brain, but 90% is subconscious, and it's still working. Our brain's working and recording every aspect of our life, including all these emotions that we end up trapping in our body. So by muscle testing, we're able to access it. So there are a lot of different techniques for muscle testing. You know, I'd be happy to kind of explain a basic one if you want a little more information on it.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, so the one I think that is, you know, fairly easy for people to understand and visualize, since we're on the radio, is called the sway test. So if you stand up and you kind of get yourself into a grounded, relaxed position, then if you ask yourself a yes or no question, you may notice that you move forward or backward. Moving forward is considered a strong response or a yes, and moving backward would be a no. So if I were to stand up and, you know, ask, am I Danielle, I would move forward. But if I said, am I Jim, I would move backward because I'm not Jim.
Yes.
And it's really kind of how our bodies are wired. We move towards truth, or we test strong for things that are true and beneficial, and we move away from things that are untrue or things that are harmful. And so it's just a way, I think, that God has wired our body, and when you get in touch with that that gift, it's such a blessing, because, you know, you can really access a lot of information that we normally wouldn't be able to access.
Yeah, and that's really important to access. You know, it's not a coincidence. People are going to their primary care physician, and they're not. Some of them feel they're not getting satisfaction for the things they're struggling with. So I'd imagine it's only natural that people would explore such alternative approaches, right?
Oh, yes. I think more and more people are becoming aware of the limitations of our conventional medical system. I mean, that's actually how I found my way eventually to the Emotion Code, but really outside of, you know, the normal system. You know, I had taken an antibiotic, then I ended up with a systemic yeast infection, then I went back to the doctor prescribed me an antifungal, and then, you know, it didn't work. And so they said, oh, you need to go to a specialist. And at that point, yeah. I kind of was like, I think I'm off this merry-go-round. It just intuitively felt really crazy to me at that point. And it just, maybe I had enough awareness at that point that I was able and willing to explore other options. And I think many people have had this experience because whether it's physical or emotional, you know, doctors largely – you know, depend on prescribing a pharmaceutical drug. And often those drugs can help. I'm not saying they can't help, but they're not going to the root of the disease or the condition. Sometimes they're really suppressing the condition, and sometimes they cause more side effects. So I think that, you know, sometimes people are able to kind of wake up and say, okay, what else is out there? And I think it's exciting that more people are looking to energy and are looking to, you know, other modalities to address the roots of their conditions. And I think that sometimes it's such an amazing part of the journey because once you go to the roots, you can really transform your life. You can transform it physically, and you can transform it emotionally, you can transform it spiritually. So sometimes it's just the impetus we need to make a positive change in our lives.
And that's the bottom line, is wanting to make that positive change in one's life, right? What is an initial session like? Do you do an intake? Do you do an assessment? I know creating trust between you and the client and client and you is paramount, because once there's trust established, everybody's at ease, and the client is more willing to open up, because they probably share things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends, right?
Yes, that is true. I always tell people, you know, you can share as much with me as you would like, or you can share as little as you would like, because most of the time I can release the trapped emotions without a lot of information. Sometimes we need an age. Sometimes we might need to identify who the emotion was trapped around. But most of the time, I would say like 90% of the time, I can just release it. But even though I tell people that, I do like to create the safe space for people to say what they want to say and to just have an experience where they, you know, they have a safe environment where they can process their experiences and just receive support and encouragement. But the power of the work is really in the release of the emotion. So when someone comes to me, the first session I ask to be a 60-minute session because it allows us to get to know each other. It allows for the person, especially if they've never experienced the emotion code, to ask questions and to really start to understand the process. And I just find that is the best amount of time. And then after that, you know, if they just kind of want a down and dirty emotional release, you know, 30-minute sessions are appropriate for that. But I have to be honest, most people really choose to continue with 60-minute sessions where they can really process the work as we do the release. And yes, there is an intake. I do ask for a short intake. People are welcome to put whatever information they want on that intake. Some people just, you know, they're coming to me initially, they're kind of checking it out, they're not really sure. They say, I just want help with this one issue, and they don't want to give me their whole life story, and that is fine. No problem. We just work with the issue, and we set the intention around the issue that they want to address. And often those people will, you know, as they become more comfortable with the process and getting to know me, they share so much. Other people, they really identify everything they're dealing with and everything that's been a challenge. And so the intake is not long. It's really up to the client to decide how much they want to share.
Which is of great importance, yes. It's once they're sharing, then it becomes a whole other process, I'm sure, on many different levels. For you, why does this work give you such great joy and blessing?
The work, it just brings so much joy to me to see people overcoming hardships in their life. And it brings joy to me to see people being able to access and operate out of their God-given purpose and identity, as opposed to being kind of bogged down with some of the soul-level blocks that end up being developed over our lives through the hardships that we experience. It's just seeing people overcome and seeing people get to a place of hope and to a place of faith and a place of freedom is really one of my greatest joys.
That's really incredible. And I think that's when people hear that, they get so they understand that you're doing it because you love it, and that's the bottom line, the fact that you love what you do and you're here to help and to guide. And what's really wonderful, too, is, this experience that you have as a former Spanish teacher, attorney, homeschool mom, your own life's journey has transformed into this light energy worker, right?
Yes, absolutely. I never would have guessed that this is where I would end up, but that's kind of, that's God's sense of humor, I think, to take somebody who is very introverted and studious and perfectionistic. I was extremely perfectionistic, which created a lot of anxiety. And to basically transform her into somebody who really does not operate out of fear anymore, and just has this, heart's desire to help other and is relying on intuition for so many decisions and so many parts of her life, as opposed to reason and facts and data. it's really been an incredible journey. It's fun. I mean, really, it's fun.
Well, that's the key, right? That's a beautiful thing that you said, that the fact that it's fun. And that's one of the things, of many things, that makes you so relatable to your clients. Encourage them to go to the website to learn more, to connect with our very special guest, Danielle Rose. The website is risenlightworks.com, risenlightworks.com. This was really a terrific conversation, Danielle, and I thank you for joining us. Hopefully we get a chance to explore some more down the line, hear more examples of the work. That'd be a pleasure, but thanks for joining us. The half hour went by in a New York minute. I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you.
I did. Thank you so much. I'm very grateful for the opportunity to talk to you about Risen Lightworks and about the Emotion Code. And, I'm very grateful to Close Up Radio for spotlighting me today. Thank you.
You are very welcome, Danielle. You have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'm sure we'll chat again soon and explore some more. Danielle Rose of Risen Lightworks, certified Emotion Code practitioner and founder of Risen Lightworks. You can make connection at their website, which is a terrific website, risenlightworks.com. Jim Masters here. Thank you for your time this time. Till next time, inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back momentarily with another amazing guest for you right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.